Text for our sermon this morning, the text, our epistle reading from 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, especially these words. Paul writes, "Now we command you, brothers, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you keep away from any brother who is walking in idleness and not in accordance with the traditions that you have received from us. For you yourselves know how you ought to imitate us. As you know, brothers, do not grow weary in doing good." So far our text. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. This is the second week of our stewardship emphasis. It's nothing new, is it? You heard it there when Paul talks to the Thessalonians. He's encouraging them toward the same thing that we encourage you toward, faithful stewardship. The Thessalonians were brand new Christians. They weren't sure exactly how to walk in Jesus, how to live in Jesus, how to be an example to others in Jesus. And they had a lot of questions about the last day, wondering if maybe they missed it. Maybe Jesus came back and they missed him. Paul writes to answer all of those questions and to encourage those in Thessalonica to be examples, to imitate him. Isn't it a wonderful thing to have an example set before us? You can probably think back a couple years to when you were a kid. Maybe there was a teacher who really influenced you. Maybe a grandparent. Maybe mom or dad. Maybe someone in the community that you looked up to more than others and you imitated them. Isn't that a powerful thing? As Paul was with those in Thessalonica, he was determined to be an example to them. He worked hard, proclaiming the good news of the gospel, doing everything he could to show them how to live in Christ and how to act in Christ, so that when he left, they would have a faithful example. The next generation and the next would remember him and imitate him. Not walking in idleness or uncaring, but being determinedly Christians. Influencing those around them, even as they were influenced by Paul. Isn't that what stewardship is all about? It isn't just about how much money you give to church. No. It's about being a faithful example, that others can see that example of faithfulness and imitate it. Why do you think we had Sarah Kemp up here this morning? What a faithful example she is, that you would imitate her. Does not she work tirelessly for this church? She's been on the Collide board, our youth board, for years. She's the chair of that board, even though she's got no kids. Why would she do that? Because she wants to leave a faithful example. She knows what Christ has done for her. How can she not step up and serve that our young people would see her example and follow her? That's why she was up here today. That you would see her faithful example and imitate her. Last week, we had Ryan Poole up here. Why would we have him up here? That you would imitate his faithful example. He's been on school board and elders for years and years. He's always around, isn't he? At every church service, there is Ryan and his family. He's playing music before service in the great room as you come in. The Cools are instrumental here. It's our hope that you'd imitate them. Isn't that the way it is? Aren't there people in this church It'd be wonderful if you'd imitate, as you see their faithful example of witness of living in Christ and giving in Christ, not just finances, but in all that they do here, in all that they do out there in the community as well. All of that is stewardship, isn't it? And who knows who you would impact? It's amazing, isn't it? You think back to faithful people that you knew, what they meant to you. Think back to my grandpa. It seemed like every time we'd go to visit, all he could talk about was what was going on at church. Pastor did this, and the elders said that, and the organist played this hymn, and we couldn't sing it. We didn't even try. Was on and on and on about the good and the bad and the ups and the downs at church, and how they were trying to gain more members, and all the financial trouble, all of it, was all he could talk about. And as his grandson, I just thought that was normal. Doesn't every grandfather only talk about church stuff when the family comes to visit? I didn't know it, but that was a huge impact on me. Was encouraging me to enter church work. He didn't mean to. He never told me, hey, grandson, go be a pastor. But following his faithful example, how could I not? I remember a shut-in some years ago, colorful guy, slammed his fist down on the table, said, Pastor, I never raised my kids to be like this. Like what? I told them to go to church. Of course, he wasn't here very much. Maybe Christmas. Maybe Easter. Maybe. But he told his kids to go. You know it doesn't work like that. They saw his example of not coming. They followed that. They saw his idleness in church matters, and they followed that. He could tell them all he wanted to go to church, and they would listen to his example more than what he said. So, Christian, what's your response to what Jesus has done for you? Isn't that what stewardship is all about? Your response. You can know that Jesus died for your sins and think, well, that's good enough. And do nothing. And soon enough, the cares of this world, the devil, our sinful flesh, may well take hold of you. Or as Paul says, you can stop being idle and be determinant in your work, can give and live, not like the culture around us, but like a Christian would and should. You can serve God day after day in your life, in your vocation here at Emmanuel, not only for yourself, but that others would see your faithful example, your kids, your grandkids, their great-grandkids, that you would change a family line and make them faithful. It's what Paul wanted more than anything else, to change communities and peoples and family lineages, to be faithful, to follow Christ day by day, to trust in Jesus and give back not only money, but our very lives. Think of Paul. He went all over on missionary journeys, teaching and preaching Jesus, that others would follow his example, not to go on missionary journeys, but to live as a Christian in their vocation, where they were, that others would see their example and follow. That's what stewardship is. It's not just between you and Jesus. It's you shining forth the light of Christ in this life. You know what Jesus has done for you. You know how he died on the tree to save you from your sins. You know it. So live like it. Live as stewards of the grace that God has given you. Live active, powerful lives that others would see and marvel and follow your example. In the name of Jesus, amen.